One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Today's episode of Don't Make Me Come Back There is brought to you by Dow Vineyards. Yep. Dow knows that picking an everyday red wine can be tricky, and they make that easy with 2018 Dow Central Coast Pinot Noir. Backseaters can enjoy exclusive access and free shipping on orders of three or more bottles with promo code PASO at dowvineyards.com/don't make me come back there. That is promo code PASO at dowvineyards.com/don't make me come back there. Oh, Steven. Steven, my sweet, sweet little darling.
You're sweet.
How I long to touch your face. A lot of backseaters, you might not know that that is actually how Steven and I greet each other, is with a gentle touch of the face.
It takes about an hour.
It's a gentle...
It's a whole ritual.
From start to finish, it's about, I would say just under 60 minutes.
Yeah,
rarely does it exceed 60 minutes.
Right.
But it's certainly been right on the button before.
Oh, yeah. But this next time, I'd say block out 2 hours, son. We're going to run it twice.
Front hand and backhand. Just
next time I see you.
All the face touching. backseaters, welcome to what I think is probably our closest to a regular episode we might have for a while.
Right.
Who knows? But if you're just joining us, welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I used to be a stand-up comedian. And I am still currently the host of the aforementioned podcast.
Right.
And alongside of me, about 20 miles down the road maybe 15,
yeah,
10, 12.
I'm calling it 12.
That's fine. It would take me about as long to run it as it does for me to touch your face. About this tough time. Sporting what would actually, I shouldn't even say a much better beard, but something that would be classified as a beard.
Right.
This wouldn't be.
Man. It's, you know what, you get a C for effort.
I mean, from a distance, is it better? Is it? I actually kind of cleaned it
from
up 12 a
miles
today.
Away. From 12 miles away, it's better. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what about closer? Is it better closer? Oh. But you know what? I mean, honestly, like, who's cooler than Keanu Reeves? And that dude has a bad beard.
You know, I wouldn't. But still, it looks cool though because it has like a. Like a waterfall kind of effect, you know?
That's what I'm saying. You just got to give me time to get to the waterfall.
Okay.
Or are you looking at this and being like, that'll never get better?
I mean, I don't... thoughts and prayers.
Does a beard, when it looks like this, does it not improve? Or does it not come more fully in? Or is this just going to be what it's going to be?
I would say if you were 14, I would say you got a good start. You're gonna have a great beard when you get older, buddy.
Look, it's like it's thicker on the chin now, a little.
Yeah, you should do it. Just do a Van Dyke.
What's a Van Dyke?
That's where it's like the devil's beard. You got the mustache, and then you cut it, and then you grow like a long, like pointy chin beard.
Like yeah, Lucifer. That would fit the kind of the end of the world vibe right now that we're all going through here. Well, welcome to our little podcast, everybody. We are going to try and crank out. We've just got some of these old episodes, you know, that we recorded. We have a couple of them that with guests who are great guests. And
all of them dead now.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But all of these are, what's it called?
In memoriam.
In memoriam.
Yeah.
These are the in memoriam. you guys, their guest today, Charlie Behrens, you would have loved to give him a follow on Instagram. You would have loved it. You would have.
Yeah.
Oh, man. You would have followed him on Instagram and Twitter. You would have loved all the follows on him. Yeah. And maybe if you want to go and look at the content that he had put out previously, you're certainly welcome to. Charlie is a very, very funny comedian and social media influencer. You can follow him on Instagram at Charlie Behrens. That's B-E-R-E-N-S, Behrens. Ooh, whatever's coming through there sounds awful, Stephen. Let's just keep rolling and see if we get anything here.
Okay.
Because I don't want to start over. I don't want to have to redo this amazing witty banter that we've been doing for 5 minutes.
It's nailing it.
The picture's clean. I'm getting a really, I mean, your nipples look fantastic.
Yeah.
Just.
Same size.
Yeah. See, your nipple hair grows about as well as my face hair.
I do. It's about. I know. It's just, it's weird because I do have an unbroken line of hair from my nips to my toe tips. I got hairy feet.
People have been sending me a lot of emails and DMs saying we want Stephen back. And after this, I don't think we're going to get any more.
Give them what they want. Give them what they want. Nips to my toe tips.
We hope you guys enjoy this episode with Charlie. It was recorded like a month and a half ago, which is the equivalent of 10 years ago.
Right. Right. That was like, we're going to do like a whole new, it was AD or BC, AD, and now it's going to be, we're going to do like AC after Corona. We're going to do whole, this is year one.
Yeah. Yeah, is exactly it. Yeah, we recorded this when I was doing a run of shows with him in the Northwest. We did a show in Tacoma, Washington. We did a show in Spokane, Washington. Mm-hmm. Then we did a show in Portland, Oregon. We recorded this from my hotel room in Spokane, which we recorded, I mean, not the exact same hotel room, but the same hotel. We recorded our most recent one with Taylor Tomlinson. Okay. We're playing Spokane Comedy Club there. And we talk a lot about... you know, Charlie's a Midwest guy.
Yeah.
That's his background. He has a couple, he's a lot of really funny sketches. One of his ongoing bits is the Manitowoc Minute, which is a very funny sketch. And he's a great comedian and great guy. We talk about growing up with big old family in the Midwest and the values and his relationship with his parents and all his siblings. A lot of kids. So many kids in the world in general, and a lot of them in his family. So,
right. A large proportion of the children that have been born
were
our Behrens.
So, you know, because this isn't our super, you know, highest quality as far as audio intro goes, we don't want this to go too long, but we do know we have more Zoom episodes coming up. Our plan, I might be telling Steven this plan for the first time too. We don't communicate anymore. Steven. We're going to release on Tuesdays, you know, our quote-unquote regular episodes. We have two of those left, one tomorrow, this one, and then one more tomorrow, or one more next week. And then Mondays and Wednesdays moving forward, Mondays with Mel, and then Wednesdays, whoever I can track down that's been quarantined that we can do Zoom calls. And we're going to keep trying to bring you guys these two a week as long as we're out and about, you know, not being out and about. but before we go on any further, Stephen, do you have some news you would like to share with all the backseaters?
Yeah, Tiger King's really good. That's pretty much it. That's the only thing that's new
really,
in my life.
It's really, really good. It's really good. Anything else?
Oh, yeah. And I got my wife pregnant again.
I got my wife pregnant again. Oh, you guys. Steven in quarantine mode is even less classy than normal. I wish you guys could see this full visual, which is Steven shirtless, the trashiest looking tattoos exposed. Yeah, I can only see the bad cursive on it. What does it say?
Oh, this is not cursive. This is
No. What's on the part on the shoulder? What's that say? Straight out of Fresno?
Yeah.
Is that Fresno's finest?
Straight out of Tulare.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But yeah, man.
Telling me I got my wife pregnant again.
Knocked her all the way up. Knocked her up.
All the way up. Anyways, kids listening at home. Well,
yeah, this is exactly how it works.
Oh yeah, I was gonna. Yeah, it starts it starts with a quarantine,
right?
And
but see, this you know, honestly, that is something that someone I posted the video. So I guess my wife is pregnant. We're very excited. We're having another baby boy.
And, baby boy.
And I posted the video. Someone's
and you're
like,
gonna and you're gonna name him Tubac.
Oh, buddy.
No. Oh, buddy. Back to Bach? Bach to Bach? I mean, come on. Nah. I know, Dorothy, I heard you say it was bad in
she
the back.
Said bad
but you
joke.
Know what? But Steven laughed. And Dorothy, I'd like to remind you, I used to do stand up comedy.
Right.
I used to.
Right. It's for the best. I think this actually happened. Yeah, this is something.
And the last show we did was that Wednesday. And That was my last time on stage.
Yeah.
And I spent 5 minutes of it chastising you. My final time on stage is me apologizing to the crowd that you use such foul language.
Right. Wow.
That was it. That
Just
was
if
my.
If you go back and do it
my,
again, I would do everything the same.
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if that, if I mean, not to go into specifics, but I don't know how many clubs are going to make it through. And if I were to guess certain ones that weren't, that's the top of the list.
That might be the last. That might have just put
that might have been the last
the
show. Yeah. Oh, gosh. It's for the best. It's for the
terrible.
Best. So anyways, you guys are having a baby. Did people make jokes about it being the quarantine baby
type
thing?
Yeah, that bugs me because the baby was conceived in January but when Corona was just a beer at that point, like no one even knew anything about it. It was still
Corona's
very...
about as old as that baby. They were conceived around the same time. Yeah,
right.
You know,
so it's gonna bug me. People are gonna be
you
like,
"You guys
ugh.
Had some drinks and conceived, and somebody ate a bat and conceived." You know, that's actually how you guys decided to have a child. You had some bats,
right?
And things got crazy.
Things got as bat soup will get you. That
at
bat soup will get you in the mood.
At least you put it in a soup. At
yeah,
least.
It's like yeah, it's like oysters. That's what I'm always calling them. I call bats the oysters of the sky.
The oysters of the sky.
Get you going. Yeah, it's not a quarantine baby. It is a
it's a New Year's
baby. Just a normal January baby.
Yeah. Well, congratulations to
you
and Dorothy.
Thank you.
And to Baby Bach. I'm very excited for you guys.
What do you think about the name? What do you think about the name Django? If you take the movie, if you've never seen the movie, if you've never heard of the movie Django Unchained, and you just heard that name, that's a good name, right?
Yeah. I mean, I would consider Jenga. I would consider
the Jenga.
Jumanji, if we're doing movies.
Go movies, right.
I would consider Juice.
Back to the Tupac thing, yeah, for sure. good pull, good callback.
Hey, I used to do stand-up.
Callback
King. I used
to
do stand-up. Well, you guys, again, you know, we really appreciate you guys listening to all these episodes.
Man.
We Backseaters have been proven to be an unbelievable fan base and set of listeners and
resilient.
Yeah,
resilient
absolutely.
Bunch.
Yeah. Sticking around. You guys have been downloaded more than ever and sharing and Karen. I feel like they're Sharon and Karen. Do you feel that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Bunch of Care Bears out there.
Bunch of Karens is what they are.
Yep.
Karen, just a bunch of Karens.
Right.
And so we really appreciate it. And, you know, if you haven't already, please tell some friends about the pod and, you know, share this on your social media and rate and review us and send us emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. And we'll probably get to the point where we can respond to your voicemails. We'll figure out that technology eventually. But
yeah, I think I have an idea. I think I actually have an idea. How to do that.
Steven's brain is
I gotta wait. There's something that I can there's something I just need to wait for a refund. I return something to Amazon. I need that refund to hit before you before
you're
I make
not
it
wait, you're not waiting on that $1,200, you're waiting on that Amazon refund.
I'm waiting for that Amazon refund.
Cha-cha-cha-cha-ching. So well man, I miss you. I miss hanging out. Genuinely. I'm sad that we gotta do it this way, but you know, it's a little bit your fault. I don't know if you guys know this, Steven, not a hand washer.
No.
Never been.
Never. And I thought that was a joke. I really thought when everyone said you wash your hands, I was always like, hilarious. That's funny. That's so
elaborate
funny.
Plank.
Yeah.
Or elaborate
I'm going to wash my hands.
Where they put soap and water in all the bathrooms everywhere.
It's like, what is it? What is even that? I thought it was just a joke everyone was in on, but oopsie
doopsie. Apparently not.
Oopsie doopsie.
Well, thanks for doing this, man. Thanks for continuing to edit and produce the episodes.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can do this again in person soon. Trump said by Easter.
Right.
And now by June. Who knows? But anyways, we appreciate you guys listening to this and enjoy this episode with Charlie Behrens.
Thanks, you guys.
What was this you think that people do that don't have kids?
Oh, yeah, I was floating in a pod. It's this water, this super salty water that they fill this thing up, and you float in it for like an hour. I mean, I think Joe Rogan talked about it, and then everybody was like, I'm going to go do the pod. You know?
That sounds exactly like something Joe Rogan would do.
Yeah, I got a Groupon. For it. Okay. So I decided that, and I was in Denver and I just had to do that.
What are the perks of it? What's it for?
The perks, it's supposed to like, it's good for your body. It's good for like healing. Athletes do it a lot, but the reason I did it was it's basically like a way to sensory deprivation. Basically, you're on your phone all the time and you're in this dark pod floating in it. You know what? I have no idea what the benefits are. I got nothing. I had a Groupon. That was
it. Yeah, that sounds like torture, actually. It sounds like a means of torture.
You gotta try it. It's great because you're weightless. You feel like you're just floating in space.
Okay.
Even your head stays up, or your nose is above, so you can breathe, and you really focus on the breathing. I mean, maybe for some people it's torture, but yeah. I enjoyed it.
Do they frown if you do it nude? Is that looked down upon?
No, in this place, I'm sure you could have. Now, I wore a swimming suit because I was uncertain about that. I didn't want to
make no assumptions.
Yeah, I didn't want to come into the thing naked and find out that someone else was like in the same room. That would have been problematic on many. The biggest problem, though, is the water is so salty that if you drip it on your clothes and don't notice it, like as you're dressing after you drip salty water on your stuff,
yeah,
the stain does not. It's not a flattering one. It's one you have to definitely like justify in the moment.
No, I was doing
a pod. Oh, what's a pod? Well, it's Joe Rogan, sensory deprivation.
Yeah.
I had a Groupon.
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny because when you said pod, I assumed, I was like, okay, well, he means podcast.
Mm.
And that means that there is some podcast in Denver that you do swimming.
No, but that would be cool.
You know,
and Denver would be a place
Denver
where you do swimming.
Denver would be the place that you do.
Yeah.
Listen, we all just, you know what it is they float down the river, you know?
That's it. Yeah.
You tube the river.
Yep, tube it.
Tubing.
Strap a cooler to the tube.
Tubing with Tommy. Tommy's got his Tuesday Tubing with Tommy on Tuesday pod. Mm. And you put in your the beer helmet and just.
Yep, the beer. Well, I feel like Denver would be a very craft thing. So I think they're over the beer helmet. Beer helmet's more of an Ohio situation.
Right. Yeah, I could see that.
Yeah.
I did a video when I was in Denver a year and a half ago, I did I do these little tourist videos sometimes, or at least I used to. I did one in Seattle, a couple of their cities, and I did one, you know, every tourist in Colorado. And I did one like, you know, one of the jokes was like, you know, like this noob. That was the bit, and the, you know, who's like drinking from the river there that runs in downtown Denver, which I didn't know was like, the joke that I did was like, oh, is the water so fresh here? I got to take a drink. And then it's like gross or whatever. And I didn't know that it is like a notoriously actually gross, polluted river.
Oh.
And like a day later, I puked for like 4 days and I missed this big gig. And I was like, gosh, I just got some stomach bug. And then I watched the video of me putting that water in my mouth. I was like, there's documentation of me getting a stomach virus. all for like 1,000 views.
It didn't
didn't even do well, so I felt even worse.
That's hilarious. What gig did you miss because of that?
I missed a gig in Florida at this like youth conference, which was going to be a bad gig, but it was like a decent pay, and it was like on a Wednesday. But I remember I got home on Monday, and I was like, okay, I have till Wednesday to get bed. I would have to take no. I got home on Monday morning, and I was supposed to take a red eye out Tuesday night to go do the gig at noon on Wednesday. And I was like, all right, I have like a day and a half to get better.
Yeah.
And I was like, I woke up on Tuesday. I was like, the idea of like flying cross country was like, I couldn't make it out of bed, let alone be like, all right, call an Uber.
My God. But you actually drank the water. You didn't even...
I didn't swallow it, but I put it in my mouth.
That's
a little...
bad enough.
That's all it took. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, it was dumb. And I like boast myself in having this like strong immunity, which I do. I don't get sick a lot. And, you know, that one got me. And I will say... You know, when we landed, because we're in Washington right now, when we landed and we both opened our phone and saw on Twitter, first confirmed coronavirus death.
I know.
Washington State.
Here we are.
It's great to be here. I feel like I'm running from it. I feel like we're in a zombie movie. Like
I don't know if your audience knows this, but we were talking about doing a sketch.
Right. Because
everyone's got those dumb masks on.
If we did end up doing the sketch, it might have come out by now.
It
so
might
we'll see.
Have. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, should we talk about it
we
like
should,
it did?
Yeah. So No. We can talk about it in real time.
All right. Well, here's the idea. We were at a coffee shop after one of the shows mm-hmm. in Tacoma, and then you brought up the idea of everybody wearing those dumb masks and like bedazzling them or something, or having a...
Right. Well, because it has happened. I mean, I've spent... You know, we're in airports all the time, mm-hmm. and people are wearing cooler masks.
Yeah,
they
like
have designs
Coachella
on them.
Coachella masks. You know?
I saw one that had like a skull on it, which seems like to send the wrong message.
Right.
I feel like that guy's saying like, I got it.
Stay away. Yeah, I know the skull you're talking about too.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then we just decided, or we start riffing, and basically the bit is like, are you sick of wearing a boring surgical mask, you know, with an emphasis on are you sick?
Are you sick, but also sick and tired of looking boring?
Bedazzle your mask.
Yeah, but with bedazzle mask.
And then, yeah.
But. Why haven't we done the video yet?
I went to the Walmart and got glitter and a unicorn tape and everything to bedazzle the mask, but we could not find any place that sold masks. We went to a Lowe's, a Walmart, a Home Depot, a Walgreens, a gas station, nothing.
Sold out everywhere in multiple cities. That was all in Tacoma. And then we went to a Lowe's in Moses Lake, Washington today.
If you ever go to Moses Lake, Washington, I will say be cautious of the protein pack at their Starbucks. One of the apples, actually a whole pack of apples, had a mysterious white cream on it.
And you're so Midwestern polite that you ate like 3 or 4 and you kept asking me, you're like, what's, speaking of getting a stomach bug, you were looking at me like, what's this? And I was like, well, I don't know. Like, you're like, I'm some expert. You used to work at Starbucks. I don't know. We didn't get trained in white substances.
Well, you should.
We should.
It's a problem. And then she gave me a refund, which I apologized for. And I got a new one, a new protein pack. So I got a lot of protein going, a lot of apples.
Yeah.
2 eggs for the price of none.
Oh.
Yeah, it was pretty great.
I felt there was an element of shame that I had as a Washingtonian because, you know, that's our thing, our apples here.
It is. It is your thing.
It's our cheese. Wisconsin and Washington, I've said this all along, made to be together. Cheese and apples. Delicious.
Both the U-dubs.
Both the U-dubs.
Yeah.
And you know what? They're almost very similar, too. And they're like, when you go, everybody's heard of them. They're not great at anything, but every once in a while, they get pretty good at a thing. And then they go back to...
You're talking sports.
Sports,
now.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we have a good school of medicine.
I've heard of it.
Have you?
No. just going with you. I trust you.
Yeah. I don't know what that... You didn't go to that UW, though, did you?
I did.
Oh, did? Yeah. Oh, we both went to UWs.
Yeah, we're both... But I went to the real UW. You went to the UW.
I went to two. I don't...
You don't have much school pride.
I know. I have a ton of school pride. Oh. I was just trying to figure out a way to not insult you too much about how much more academically prestigious mine is.
Probably a lot more. Although Madison's one of the top universities.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're having a UW off.
I know. Seriously.
Although, I don't know.
But they cut a bunch of funding for that school. So it's going lower on the rankings.
Oh,
so,
interesting. Yeah. I got in like a weird way because I went to community college while I was in high school. So I graduated from high school with an AA. I was just kind of over high school.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I crushed it in junior high. And then I got into like sophomore year. And sophomore year was a brutal year of my life. And also I was like, oh, this is just the same thing as middle school, just we're older now.
Yeah.
And I didn't like it. And yeah. I was just kind of over it. And so I was like, I'm going to go do this community college thing. And then they had, and I wanted to go to UW, but I was like, oh, my grades aren't good enough. It's very hard to get into UW. And then they had this thing where it was like overflowing with incoming freshman applications. And like, listen, we need all the freshman classes are full. We need transfers.
Mm-hmm.
And we need in-state transfers. So they came up with this thing called the DTA, the Direct Transfer Agreement, that if you were at a junior college and you had an AA and you had a B average, which I just barely made it, they like let you in. See, they just like let you in.
I did the same thing. I wasn't smart enough to get into UW my first thing. So I went to St. Thomas in the Twin Cities, which
go.
I was not really a fan of, but they gave me a scholarship.
Okay.
Which means for nothing. I mean, seriously, they were just like, please come here. And because my grades were not good enough for a scholarship.
Yeah.
And it's still, I mean, I was paying that off for a long, long time.
Yeah.
Just the non-scholarship money there. And then I just transferred in my sophomore year.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll take it.
Yeah. No, yeah. We're both backdoor UW.
and here
UW
we are
grads,
now.
Yeah. Well, in these red chairs.
I know. Absolutely crushing it. You know, I have been to your state probably 8 times, and this is the first time you've been here.
I like how you just talked through that burp.
Yeah,
you know,
well,
you committed to it.
I'm a real professional here.
Yeah.
But probably 7-8 times I've been here, and this is your first. So,
yeah.
And you said this is the furthest north you've ever been. So
I think so. I mean, maybe I'm wrong because, you know, as you you got to kind of do the math. You can't just go off of how far north it looks on a map.
Right.
Allegedly, the world's round, and
depends. You know, depends
who you talk to. Yeah.
Let me ask you this: then, where do people in Wisconsin go on vacation? Because
they go up north.
They go up north,
but
you
north.
Okay. Oh, that's right. Because we decided that the furthest. So this is funny. So a couple things happened today. One, you multiple times mishandled the GPS directions.
Did I? And yes,
then,
I did.
And then
yes,
also, you weren't sure what was higher, Wisconsin, you know, of the latitude, or no, longitude, what was higher, Wisconsin or Washington. And then I heard you say on stage today that you are a geography major.
I know. Isn't that something? That should tell you something about deciding to major in geography.
I didn't even know you could major in geography.
Yeah, apparently you can. What I majored in was people, environment, geography. So it was really how people interact with their environment.
Very different. Yeah.
Very different than
studying maps.
Well,
yeah.
I did make maps. I was a map maker for a little bit. Yeah. We used some program. I was not good at it.
Yeah. That's kind of like the map making game in general. I mean, with GPS, I mean, like, we haven't heard from Rand McNally in a while.
You know? I think so for a while when I was in college, there was, you know, Google Maps wasn't quite didn't have the hold it did.
Yeah.
So there was a big business around cartography. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So you would use these programs and basically do a bad version of Google Maps.
Right. Yeah. Did you, if you were feeling fancy, you would print it out, the Yahoo Maps or the Google Maps?
Yeah. MapQuest.
Yeah. MapQuest was the first biggie. And man, Google really just obliterated those.
They did. It's amazing what money can do. It can buy anything.
Yeah. So so you guys would go north. In Washington, we would go. You know, people would come eat to Eastern Washington for the lakes and stuff, but you know, there's a lot to do in there. They would go up to Bellingham, or we would fly to California a lot too, for not my family, but you know, people do that. But yeah, they would go north to the lake.
You're like
up
north. So you go up north and you got a cabin or a cottage, mm-hmm, and you got, you know, a pier, a dock there, you know, so you go fish and then you kayak, you canoe, you go water skiing, you go to the bar on the lake, you know?
On the lake.
Yeah, yeah, there's a bar on the lake. My family would go to Ben's Camp, which is his bar up in Land O'Lakes, you know?
Where would your family stay? Because you had 12.
Yeah,
you're 12.
One of 12. Yep, yep.
One for every tribe.
Absolutely. Right. Yes. And, we would go, you know, get a big cabin.
Even just referencing it, you turn on the accent. Like,
really?
You totally,
did it just turn on?
It turned on. As soon as you started talking about the lake and going up and going and going to the bar. And
I blame it on the Crux pills. After one beer, it just comes out, you know?
Yeah, it's so funny. Like, it, I told you, I wanted to say this on the podcast too. There was a gentleman that came up to me last night after your shows because at this point we would have talked about this in the intro, but you know, you have so many Midwestern fans that come to these shows and we're in Tacoma, which is where I'm from, and all these people come out and it's amazing and they're all wearing Packers gear and Brewers gear, which I didn't even know people wore that in public, you know?
Oh, yeah. What do you mean? Brewers in public?
Well, there's not a lot of Brewers pride out there.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Not outside of Milwaukee, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, out here. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, just in general. Like, I travel a lot. I see very rarely a Brom jersey.
I don't think you're paying attention enough.
Maybe that's
now you're going to start to see it. You're going to see it everywhere. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because that cream and navy blue just don't pop at an airport.
It's a beautiful color.
When they go
color.
Back to the royal blue and yellow,
oh yeah,
I'm all over it.
Yeah,
maybe that's what it is. I just the new stuff. The Padres did the same thing. The Padres used to have the old Padres color. Padres have had two amazing color schemes in the old brown and yellow, and then the navy blue and orange, and now they're just like kind of navy blue and white.
Yeah, I know. You're like who can, you know. That's how I felt about the Brewers for a long time too, because they had they had some questionable uniform choices for a while, and it was like, why did you ever get rid of the glove and the ball?
It was
which
perfect.
Is also an M and a B, you know.
It's amazing.
I mean, it's the best logo in sports history, I might say.
Wow.
Yeah. No, I'm just gonna go out there and say it. It absolutely.
Yeah, you
is
did get really defensive
logo.
Because I feel like even people in Wisconsin, I mean, the Brewers are their second, third, at best third, or at best second favorite pro team, right?
Well, no.
Packers are God.
Well, Packers, absolutely, yeah. So then it's either Bucks or Brewers after that.
And Bucks is a new thing.
Bucks is, we had a long road. I mean, I love
between the, Ray Allen originally and Giannis. When,
Yep. First of all, it's Giannis, so I have to correct you.
I'm sorry, you can do that. I struggle with that one, but you know what?
Well, it is a Greek name. So.
I wasn't going to get any brats if I got that one right, so I didn't have any incentive. Yeah, Giannis, I've messed that up all the time.
You're not the only one. A lot of people, even people there do it.
Yeah.
So
it's Brewers or maybe two, but then Bucks.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's definitely Packers and then either Brewers.
Is there
Brewers.
A hockey team in Wisconsin?
So we got the Milwaukee Admirals, which is like not the...
that's not NHL.
No.
Yeah.
But they're pretty slick.
Right.
Yeah.
And then UW is the...
Badgers.
That's the sports school.
Yeah.
Or the college.
Yeah, and then you have Marquette in Milwaukee.
Oh, that's right.
So,
Marquette's there.
Yeah.
And they make a run every once in a while.
They do. So do the Panthers.
That's right.
UW-Milwaukee. So we got a lot of sports
there you
going.
Go. What about the community college that you went to for a year?
No, that was borderline community college.
It's one of those.
It was the equivalent. It was just way more. It was expensive community college. I think it was. That was in St. Paul, Minnesota.
All the cons of community college, none of the perks.
Exactly.
So, how would you even? I'm just thinking even about the practicals, because you mentioned on stage about, you know, your dad's van that you shot up and stuff. Like, how did your family transport? How did they get around?
Oh,
where did they stay?
We had a 15-seater van for that was a
van.
Beautiful. Yeah, we took that to up north, obviously, and then we at some point later on we went on a trip to the Gulf Coast, and we took that van down. And let me tell you, there is nothing that can really like build your emotional abilities than being one of 14 people in a 15-seater van heading south for that many hours.
Where do you put the stuff? Where do you put the luggage? In the 15th seat?
Well, no, no.
Did you have a trailer?
We got a roof rack. Actually, what we had, no, I take that back. It wasn't a roof rack. It was a trailer rack. So it's this like rack that you put on in the trailer hitch area, and then you stack boxes on
it. Oh,
you might have seen those. Yeah, somewhere. Those were hot for about a week.
Yeah,
back in the early knots. So, yeah, my dad was an early adopter of those.
Listen, like I have three kids, and we can go on a 4 or 5 hour road trip. And it's a nightmare of requests, and I'm hungry, and I need to stop, and I got to go to the bathroom, and I got a diaper change. 12.
Mm-hmm.
12. Yeah. Maybe you just get to at a certain point that you guys all just kind of self-managed.
Yeah, well, you would find your happy spot, I think, but there was not always self-managing. There was a lot of fighting going on, a lot of, you know, you had to pick sides. It was, you know, it's kind of
division
like,
amongst the kids.
Exactly. It's like sometimes when people like go to prison, they've got to like, you know, find their crew and make friends, you know, so they got your back, you know, when someone else from your gang kind of hits you or something, you got to.
Would it be like boys, girls, side? Or would it be, because what's the mm-hmm. gender breakdown?
It goes 3 boys and then 4 girls.
Four straight girls.
Yep. And then 1 boy and then 4 more girls.
And where are you at in that?
I'm second oldest.
Second oldest.
Yeah.
Are you the oldest brother? Because there's 3 boys or 2 boys you said up top?
It's 3 boys.
Are you guys all like close relationally? Like three? That seems like a bond. Like,
yeah.
The three.
Yeah, definitely. You kind of have like the, you know, the three. That's sort of how it breaks. You got the 3 boys, obviously, and then the girls came in, and, you know, you kind of, you'll talk to the older sisters, you know,
for a little bit.
And then you're like, well.
Yeah, that poor 4th boy.
I know. I mean, it's my brother John. He's sandwiched in between 8 girls.
Oh.
So
I'm sorry. It went 4 girls, 1 boy, 4.
No. So 3 boys, yeah, then 4 girls, and then 1 boy, and then 4 girls. I know. My dad.
The girls come in fours.
Yeah, they do. Absolutely. Yeah.
No, are there any twins in there?
No twins. No.
Your mom had 12.
12 kids.
12 labors.
Yeah. I think the math comes in. I think she spent like 9 years pregnant or something, you know. I think that's what that adds up to. I'm not good at math, so someone can check me on that.
Yeah, well, for most of your childhood, she was pregnant.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah,
that's
absolutely.
That's how you think of your mom, is just always pregnant.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
By like kid like 6 or 7, it's not even a big deal. You're like, mom's going to have another kid.
Yeah, no, how we would do it is we said prayers every night. So mm-hmm. it was, good night, sweet Jesus. God bless mom, dad, Andy, Charlie, Billy, Betsy, Maggie, Addie, Mary, Kate. And then as soon as there was a pause, we were like, why are we not under the Our Father yet? Because she was going, and the new baby. And we were like, oh, no. I never would have guessed that was happening. No, but it was a lot of fun growing up with a lot of kids, to be honest with you. Because, like, you know, everyone's doing their, it's like chaos, but it's like fun chaos.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, and sometimes it's not fun, but, you know, then you just.
I imagine the real challenge is getting FaceTime with the parents, right?
Oh, well, I mean, if you get FaceTime with the parents, you're in trouble.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, you want your FaceTime at dinner and you want a pleasant conversation, and then, you know, you can fly under the radar pretty good when you got 12 kids.
If you're kid number 7, it's like, I mean, if one of your parents shows up to one of your events, you got to be like, it's unbelievable.
I know. You know? They chose me today.
Yeah, exactly.
They had all these options and they chose me. You know, it's like, I did something good. I must have practiced volleyball this week.
Yeah, you would have to like probably really kind of like let your parents know, like, hey, like, this is a big game.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is a big one to make it to. You're like, this is state or region or something like that. You're like, listen, I can't be bothered with just like another away game against a 2-8 team.
Well, there was a lot of like you know, like we stopped doing soccer when it came to the select. Whenever there was a traveling component, pick another sport. Like I remember my last soccer game, not to flex or anything, but I'm going to do a little one. I got four goals.
Wow.
Four goals. And then they were like, well, next year it's either the traveling team or football sounds pretty fun, doesn't it? So I played football after
that. You had to do whatever the school provided, right?
Well, whatever the school or whatever was just more local.
Right.
You know, I mean, the traveling soccer stuff gets ridiculous, too.
Yeah, it does. Our kids are kind of starting to get to that point where you're just like, okay, it's not the little league field anymore where you could ride your bike to it.
Right.
Like with that last season of little league, which would have been just over a year ago or under a year ago. Yeah, like our son would just hop on his bike and ride himself, and then we would get there as the game started because he bats leadoff a lot and be like, all right, we just got to be there by 5 or 4, whenever the first pitch is. But, you know, it's a totally different animal now where we're driving and the game's in San Marcos. Oh, I don't want to drive 30 minutes. We got to be there for a warm up. Yeah, I totally get it with your. And then soccer, because I played like a year or two of travel soccer, and it's like, yeah, it's like, the game is 3 hours away.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's really a whole new commitment to the game. And most people just end up spending a lot of money on it and their kid sucks.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Was that hard, like, to not, maybe with a big family at the time, hard not to get to do the things that maybe you felt like you wanted to do?
Well, I mean, I think more that, I mean, I'm hard. I wouldn't say hard. I mean, I was disappointed sometimes, but like, I think it was better to learn how to be disappointed than to be like, you know, I got to play in this, I deserve to play in this select soccer thing.
Yeah.
I think you end up finding sort of what you really want to do. Because if I like really, really wanted to do it, and I really did want to do some things, like they would let me do it. But it was like, you know, you got to work to like pay for it or cut like some lawns or whatever.
Right.
To like prove that you really want to do this.
Because
like everyone's time's valuable, you know?
There's definitely like some strong life lessons in that of just like not just doing the thing because somebody wants to, or you're like, well, my friends are doing it, but you gotta really, really want to do it. So let me, I love sibling dynamics because I grew up with one sibling, an older sister, and we were close, and we're closer now probably as adults because, you know, she's a girl that's like 3-4 years older than me. Like, you're only so close.
Right.
You know,
right.
Like we have nothing in common. We're in a family. Beyond that, we have zero things in common. Because how much younger is the youngest than you or than the oldest?
So the oldest is, I think 34, and the youngest just turned 16. So
your parents still have kids in the house.
Yeah. My two are still in the house.
That's crazy. Yeah. The idea of having a child in your mid-30s and still having a high school in your home is insane.
Yeah.
That's, you know, because how old are your parents?
61.
Yeah. 61.
Yeah.
Still got a high schooler. Either are they over it, or do you think that they're like better with these younger ones because they're like really cherishing it? Like,
they've started to travel more now, which is cool to see because they, you know, you don't do much of that when you got a bunch of kids.
Yeah, you really hope that of your folks that they have like this, like, you know, whether like a fulfilled kind of golden years.
Oh, yeah. And my mom's from a family. She's one of 11. And so she loved the idea of growing up with a big family.
She was just trying to outdo her mom.
Yeah, and she did it.
Oh,
she
11, 12.
12,
mic
boom.
Drop.
Yeah.
Placenta drop.
Out.
The placenta quit. What are you doing?
Done. And so she loves it. And you know. I love it because it's half my comedy bit right now. So.
Seriously. Yeah. Hey, that's the same thing with my kids. If I start running out of material, I'm like, Melissa, maybe we can reverse the vasectomy. I need a new 20 minutes. I don't.
That's
so
too true.
So you don't. Yeah, you don't.
Definitely a thought that's run through your head for sure.
So you don't really. I mean, you know them. But the idea of having like a sibling that you're like, hey, like very casually close to, there's just no way you could be close to 11 siblings.
Well, I mean, not everybody in the same way, really, because, you know, obviously you can't connect with younger ones on older person problems,
right.
You know?
Yeah.
And but I mean, you find it's cool because. Sorry, I totally
it's
just right, had
yeah.
the. Burp off mic
this,
there.
It's all this,
you know, it's
the LaCroix that we drink.
Yeah, right? That's right.
It's all
the LaCroix. A lot of LaCroix going on. Yeah. But it's interesting because you can kind of live or like find like joy in like what your high school years were and like see them through like them a little bit, which I'm sure you do as a parent with your kids to a certain degree, but it's kind of fun like as an older sibling seeing them go through the stuff and then you ask them questions like, so are you guys going out and partying or what's going on, what kind of bad stuff are you into, you know? And then you can kind of read through like their eyes and see like, and for the most part actually they're much more well behave than the older.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you think it's because they're more closely monitored?
I don't think so.
Or
I mean,
maybe
parents,
they just don't respect you guys, and they're like, "Gosh, these degenerate
they're like,
10 kids ahead of us.
Do not want to turn out like the older kids."
The one does like YouTube videos or something.
Yeah, his life is over. Oh my god.
He's like trying to be an influencer.
Yeah, it's pretty pathetic. He's on TikTok now. Like, whoa.
That way they probably like your 16-year-old sibling. That's probably the first time they've liked you. Like, he's on TikTok.
Well, actually, it was around Thanksgiving, and my younger sister, Ellie, she was like, she like looked at me and she was like, she acts like she's 40, but she was like, if you don't get on TikTok, you're going to be irrelevant. And she walked away. I was like, what?
So that's pretty much what you said to me earlier when I went on my, this is, if the pod listeners know this, but it's a, my stance on TikTok thus far is, aren't I doing enough?
I know.
Every day I tweet, I put on Instagram, I put on Facebook, I do a weekly podcast, I do 300 comedy shows a year. Is it enough?
It's never enough.
It's never enough.
There's
this is
always
the greatest
some
showman.
Other.
Never enough. Never. That song's about social media.
I know. There's always some platform to come out and everybody's like, you got to get on it, and then it gets canceled. So.
That's what and I could be wrong, and because you're letting me know the finest is behind it, but the big three have been the big three for like 10 years now.
True.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and one of them owns two of them.
I know, but I will say with TikTok, it's got, well, you know what? I'm not gonna pretend like I know. I just feel like there are so many downloads of the thing that it's,
The numbers are undeniable. Yeah, there's a lot of people on them. And listen, if what was the sibling's name?
Ellie.
If Ellie says so,
it's a go.
What more do I need? What more do I need?
I just gave her the phone and I said, fine, do it.
Oh, like, Ellie does it for you?
No, well, she did the first one.
Okay.
And then she was like, this is doing okay. You should really consider posting another one. And then, like, when the first video I had that took off on it, she sends me very, like, somewhat polite, but mostly patronizing things, you know?
Like, I told you so type stuff?
Yeah. Or, like, not your best work. Yeah.
And you're like, I guess I'm not trying to be huge with 12-year-olds.
Yeah.
I guess.
She's 16.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
But yeah, the target of TikTok is a little bit younger.
So now, do you feel like there is like your younger siblings have a totally different set of parents than you had? Or have they remained pretty consistent?
No. My parents are much more chill now.
Burnt out? Whatever.
Well, something. I mean, they definitely seem to enjoy life a lot more. Because, I mean, think about being that young with that many kids.
It's crazy.
I mean,
how old were they when they had the first? Then I guess if the third's 35 and they're in their 60s. So they were in their 20s.
60 now. So, and I said 61 before.
So
but
25.
It's 25, something like that.
So not that. They're young. 26. Yeah, but... Yeah, they've spent their whole lives raising kids.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, they weren't like mean or anything.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, well, you know, there were times, but we probably deserved it. But I think it's incredible, especially as I get older and I think about, geez, I'm like, what, 32 now? By the time they were my age, they had like, what, six kids? Oh my gosh. You know? And then you
you're way behind.
Yeah, you start giving them those, the like deferred credit. Like as an actor, you can get deferred pay as like a kid. You give them deferred credit for all the crap they put up with.
I love it. Has anybody in the family followed on the big family suit? Like, have any of the kids had a bunch of kids or are on their way?
No, not yet. Not yet. Well, there's, you know,
yeah, hopefully
a lot
the
more 16
year old doesn't have like five. She's huge on TikTok. Yeah. Her and her children love it.
They're going to do a reality show on
it. She streams all of her labors on TikTok.
No, not even.
She dances and she gives a birth to a child.
Yeah, not. Well, that is the kind of stuff that would take off
of
on
dancing.
TikTok.
Yeah.
And pointing to different areas of the camera. And to be clear, I don't do any of that. I just re-edit. I'm pretty lazy about it. It's re-edit my own video. Now I'm defensive about
it. No. There's a kid in our scene who's like an okay comic. And someone who's like, have you seen that guy on TikTok? He has like a million views. I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
Oh, isn't that so disheartening?
Yeah.
You know, that's an interesting...
I'll just go back to headlining nightclubs. I'm sorry.
That is the interesting thing, though, about the social media stuff, especially TikTok, is like... The dumbest stuff takes off sometimes.
Yeah.
And through that dumbest stuff, you can like just be like skyrocketed in I didn't say that right, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Into some sort of stardom that you may or may not deserve. And
I'm
somewhat a product of that
myself. No. You know? Don't do that. Don't listen, we've been together a day and a half.
Yeah.
You've apologized 7,000 times.
Okay, well, first of all, that's not enough. And I'm sorry that it's only been 7,000 times. Sorry that it's only been 7,000. I mean, I don't know where my manners are, to be quite honest with you. But, you know, I'm working on myself every day, okay? Yeah. I'm going to pods, okay?
You seem that Midwestern, like you're a Midwesterner who's in L.A., which means you do the LA thing that you go to therapy, but I bet you apologize to your therapist the whole time.
I'm so sorry you have to listen to this story. It's just...
Have you apologized to your therapist before?
Oh, sure, of course. Yeah, isn't that how you start the therapy? It's like when you go to confession, bless me, Father, for I have sinned, and then you go to therapy. I'm so sorry that you have to hear this, but, you know, it's the
But he's Midwestern,
ritual.
Too, and he's like, I'm sorry. Like,
I'm sorry I have to take your money. Yeah, it's beautiful.
They're not sorry for that. Oh, yeah. Hot take. Sorry, I'm not anti-church. A little bit. I think that's I'm always interested in like your mom goes and has like 11 kids or 12 kids. She came from 11. But yeah, so far, I guess there's like a lot of time to tell. But I think sometimes in those big families that everyone's like, I'll just have a couple. Like that was nice. And like the way you speak about it is fond. But no one has been like, let's replicate that.
Well, it's a dying breed, people who decide to have really, really big families.
That's
and
true.
My parents were among like kind of the last holdout. I mean, it used to be very typical.
Yeah.
It used to be very typical, but then, you know, not so much. And even my parents' generation is not very typical at all. So
certainly not. I mean, I want to say I don't get ostracized, but people are... You have three kids.
Yeah,
I always can feel him like, why didn't you just have two? You know,
yeah,
like,
right.
Well, the average is, I'm like right at average. I think it's like 2.7 or something like that.
Couple two tree, Wisconsin. Yeah,
have a couple of little kids over there. My wife wanted four. I wanted two. We had three. That's
a compromise.
She wanted four.
Nobody's happy.
Yeah, and then she had the third pregnancy because we had our kids, you know, really young. And so Melissa was 28, I think, when the third one was born. I think it was something like that. And it was, you know, she was not 22, 23 anymore. And it was like significantly harder to go through and then to recover from. And then so the desire for four was gone. And then I had started comedy at that point, which is kind of like our oldest child. It gets a lot of attention.
It's like when they get a dog, it's like the favorite child.
Yeah. It's Pete Holmes said, like, if you are in a relationship with a comedian, you're kind of always in a three-way with comedy.
Yeah. It's true.
But luckily, my wife is wildly creative and funny, and she comes up with jokes, and she's in on the business. And so there's no easy way to say this, but she's okay with the three-way.
I think that is a good way to say
that's gonna be the name of this episode.
Yeah. She's okay with the three-way.
Getting away with three-ways.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Yeah. That's the kind of thing that'll get like a lot of listenings up top. Like, and they're like, wait, they're not talking about three-ways. No. Okay, I'm going
to
go.
I've said before, you'll go back to doing this joke sometimes on stage where I'd like, people are like, I can't believe that you've only been with one person your whole life. They always whisper it. Like, hey, that's crazy. And I've never like looked at me naked in the mirror and I was like, I need as many people as possible to see this. I'm so like, I'm an insecure human.
Yeah.
I'm not like, everybody get in on some of this, you know. I'm just like, one person sounds great. One person who keeps secrets, great. One very trustworthy, loving person, sign me up for a lifetime with her. Do I love her? Yeah, but I also love that she's the only one.
That's a very healthy outlook on it, I think.
That's like one of the most insecure ways that you could have a good marriage. So,
yeah, and you know what? I mean, you're the one to champion that. So,
all right, man. Well, thanks for doing this. This was a lot of fun.
This is awesome. Yeah, yeah, thanks for having me on.
Let's go to bed and drive to Portland tomorrow.
All right, I love it, buddy.
Good night. Good night. We never sign off on a good night.
Good night. Sweet dreams.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have not done so already, please rate and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias and share with all of your friends. Also, if you want to shoot us a note, you can email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and you have not done so already, please go back and listen to all the episodes we've done before. Thanks so much, everybody.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable Pocket Hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.